Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. This is Natalia on a recorded line. What is the name of the person that you're transferring?
Her name is Naoki Maraj, like N as in Nancy, E as in Apple, O as in Orange, K as in Kite, I as in Indiana. And the last name is M-A-R-A-J.
Okay.
And her phone number is 917-561-3183.
Okay, thank you.
All right, she's on the other line, so can I connect her?
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much, ma'am.
Hi, Naoki, can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
Yes.
Yes, okay. I'll just ask you some quick questions. My name is Natalia on a recorded line. I'll be your intake specialist today. Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
No, not yet. Okay. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation or signed any contracts with an attorney for this matter?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Was this for yourself or a loved one?
For myself.
For yourself. Okay. Are you a resident of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least 1 year?
Yes, I was.
You were. Okay. I'm so sorry to hear about that. Was it a meningioma of the brain or of the spine?
It was of the brain.
Of the brain. Okay. What was the date of diagnosis?
August 9th, 2022.
August 9th, 2022. Okay. And what is your date of birth?
July 2nd, 96.
Okay. And do you know anyone else that was injured by the Depo Provera? Any friends or family?
No, I don't.
No. Okay. And did you use the brand name of the injectable contraceptive, the Depo Provera?
Yes.
Okay. And did you use it for at least 1 year minimum, meaning you took 4 injections in 1 year?
Yes, I did. I used it for more than a year.
More than a year. Okay. When did you first start using it? What year?
2019. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then when did you stop using it?
I stopped in 2022.
In 2022. Okay. So 2019 to 2022, roughly around 3 years?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And then can you confirm your gender for me?
Yes, female.
Okay. And then can you spell your first name for me one more time?
Yes, that's N as in Nancy, mm-hmm. A-O-K-I.
Okay. N-A-O-K-I?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And then can you spell your last name?
M as in Mary, A-R-A-J.
Okay. Mirage, is that how you pronounce it?
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Okay, perfect. And then your phone number, it was 917-561-3183?
Yes.
Okay. And is that a cell phone number?
Yes, it is.
It is. Okay. And what is a good email for you?
It's my first and last at yahoo.com.
Okay. Naoki Mirage at yahoo.com?
Yes.
Okay. And what is your current mailing address?
1738 Lexington Avenue, apartment 2B, New York, New York, 10029.
Apartment 2B, okay. New York. So 1738 Lexington Avenue, you said?
Yes.
Apartment 2B. Okay, in New York. Okay, give me 1 second. For some reason, it's not letting me input. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I got it. And then, was the Depo Provera administered by a doctor or by yourself?
It was administered by a doctor.
My doctor. Okay. So you took it for about 3 years, and it was 4 injections in 1 year?
Yes.
So to the best of your knowledge, would you say that you took about 12 injections in those 3 years?
Absolutely.
12 injections. Okay. And what is the name of the doctor that administered the Depo-Provera?
The name of my doctor was that administered it was Joy Black.
Okay. Can you spell the first name for me?
Yes. J-O-Y.
Oh, J-O-Y. Okay. Joy.
Yes.
Joy Black.
B-L-A-C-K.
Okay. Dr. Joy Black. And what was the name of the facility where you got the Depo-Provera?
The name of the facility was, I believe it was, that was it. That was my family doctor that I was going to. I think that was a Mount Sinai, I think.
Mount Sinai, okay. Let's see. Where was that located? Do you remember what city?
Yes, that was Middletown.
Can you spell that for me?
Yes. M-I-D-D-L-E. Town,
oh.
T-O-W-N, Middle East Middletown.
East
New York.
In New York, okay. Dr. Joy Black. Let's see.
I don't think so.
Was it JFK Medical Center? Was it, let's see. Do you remember the name of the medical center or the hospital?
Well, it was a family doctor.
A family doctor, okay. But do you remember the name of the building, like what center it was in?
No, I really don't remember.
Okay, because they do ask for an address. Do you have the address of the place?
Yes, it was 825.
Mm-hmm.
Route 211.
Okay, 825, Route 211. Middletown, New York?
Yes.
Okay. East Middletown. Okay. The zip code, is it 10941?
Yes.
Okay. And do you have a phone number for the place?
No, I don't have a phone number.
No. Okay. So let me see if I can find it here. Okay, is the area code 845? Does that sound familiar for that Middletown, New York?
The area code, is that?
Uh-huh, for the phone number.
845. Yeah, that might be familiar.
Might be, okay, because I see 845-692-8338 for that family medicine.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I'll just put that one on here. And it was 825 Route 211, East Middletown, New York, 10941. And it was Dr. Joy Black.
Yes.
Was she was the one that prescribed it as well?
Yes.
Yes, okay. All right, so I'm just going to copy that here. And what was the method of the diagnosis for the meningioma? Was it a CT scan, an MRI, or both?
I did a CT scan.
Was a CT scan? Okay.
Yes.
And was Dr. Joy the one that diagnosed you?
No, it was a different doctor that diagnosed me. So I did CT scan. I did blood work. And I did a biopsy as well.
As well, okay. And what was the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
The doctor that diagnosed me was Dr. Matthew Fink.
Can you spell that for me?
Yes, that's M-A-T-T-H-E-W.
Mm-hmm.
Fink, F-I-N-K.
F-I-N-K. Okay. And where was Dr.
Yeah.
Fink located? What was the name of the hospital or medical center?
He was on York Avenue. He was on York Avenue.
New York or York Avenue. Okay.
Yes. 1305 York Avenue.
1305. Okay. I do see it on here. Was there a name of the facility? Was it a hospital, medical center, anything like that?
I think it was a facility. I think it was, it might have been Weill Cornell.
Can you spell that for me?
Yes, that's
W-E-I-L-L. W-E-I-L-L. Weill
Cornell.
Medical Center?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So Weill Cornell Medical Center. What was the specialty of the doctor?
He was a neurologist.
Neurologist. Okay.
Yes.
And have you ever been diagnosed with cancer previously?
Previously, no.
No. Okay. And then what type of, for the treatment of the meningioma, you said you had blood work and what else?
For the diagnosis or the treatment?
Oh, I'm sorry, I apologize. The treatment, yeah. What type of treatment did you receive for your meningioma?
Oh, I did chemotherapy, and I also did radiation.
Okay, chemotherapy and radiation. What was the name of the doctor that treated you?
The same doctor treated me.
Dr. Matthew Fink?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
I received medications and chemotherapy and, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. And were you hospitalized for the meningioma?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. What dates were you hospitalized?
I was hospitalized. I was diagnosed in 2022. I know my. I would say. Because I was in the hospital for like 12 days.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say maybe like August of 2022.
Okay. So you were diagnosed August 9th of 2022. Is that when you started hospitalization?
I would say like August 13th, 2022.
August 13th, 2022. And then you said you were there for 12 days?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So August 13, 2022 to August 25. Does that sound about right?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. So I'll put that here. August 25, 2022. Okay. And then do you have a copy of the medical records that you can provide to the attorneys later?
No, I don't have the medical records. The doctor has that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are you able to provide them through mail or electronically or both?
Right now I'm on vacation, so I can't provide anything, but they can probably go get that from the doctor.
Okay, that makes sense. So we don't need them right now, but later on, do you think they can provide them through mail or electronically or both?
Probably through mail, probably.
Through mail, okay. And then the last thing we need from you is an emergency contact number, just in case you become unresponsive for an extended period of time. This will prevent any disruptions in your case. so that they can go ahead and continue. And for that, would you like to provide someone that lives with you or lives separate?
Someone who's around me often. I'm going to give you this number right here.
And you can put me on speaker if you need to find the number.
Yes, the number is 929-326-0326.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and what is their relationship to you?
Yes, that is my brother.
Your brother, okay. And what is their first and last name?
Well, first name, Lewis. L-U-I-S.
L-U-I-S, okay.
Yes. And Rosario. Rosario.
Rosario.
R-O-S-A-R-I-O.
Okay, Luis Rosario, and that's
yes.
Your brother. And I'm going to repeat the number. I heard 929-326-0326.
Yes.
Yes, okay, perfect. So it looks like you do meet the minimum requirements to participate, so I'm going to go ahead and push it forward here. What I'm going to do is I'm going to send you an electronic document to sign that gives permission to the attorneys to start working on the case and to pull medical records.
Okay.
So I'll go ahead and send that to your email, and they'll also send you a text message with a link. It's the same thing, whichever one's easier to open. Have you done a DocuSign before?
Yes, I have.
Yes. Okay, perfect. So you'll be pretty familiar. It's just a few electronic signatures and initials. But let me just make sure everything's spelled correctly here. Okay. Oh, and then for the legal document, to verify identity, can you provide your social?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead.
056-86-8096.
Okay, 8096 are the last four?
Yes.
Yes, okay, perfect. All right, and so I'm about to send it right now, and you'll see it soon. It'll say either my name, Natalia, or Mass Tort Strategies wants to send a DocuSign, and I'm going to send it to NaokiMirage@yahoo.com.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, and I'll stay on the line with you in case you have any questions or if you need help navigating the page. So just let me know when you get it.
Okay. I just got the text message.
Okay.
Okay, I find it.
Oh, okay. So let me just make sure I got it here. Yes, okay. So everything looks good. And you'll also get a copy of everything that you just signed, so you have that for your records. Now the next thing to expect, Ms. Naoki, is just wait about 5 to 10 business days for the attorneys to receive the information and process. Then they're going to call you back, and they'll let you know what the next steps are, okay?
Okay.
All right, and that's it for today's call. I'm going to send you another text message with the direct phone number of the law firm, which is Ben Martin Law Group. and then my direct desk line. So you can save it in your contacts, and then if you have any questions, you can call me back or you can send me a text, okay?
Okay.
All righty. Thank you, ma'am. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and Happy New Year, okay?
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.